Hi, everybody. I'm the Viking of Walkings, and you're listening to Pommesgabel, the podcast from powermetal.de.
Hell yeah. Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of hopefully your most favorite podcast, Pommesgabel. I have to mention that the following interview is in English. I'm Marcel, and today I have a very special guest in my virtual room. Once upon a time, four mighty warriors met each other to bring back the metal to us, to keep the metal flame alive. And with his band, he will release his third record in the middle of August via Napalm Records. So thank you very much for coming down to earth, Viking from the mighty Walkings.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, actually. I have some, white wine and looks like we're going to have a good time.
Wonderful. So first of all, I will ask you some questions about the last years. And then we will talking about your new record, Revolution, I think.
Okay.
So, Viking, some years ago, you met the other Walkings in Valhalla. What has happened in this meeting? With which main aim did you start the force of the four ancient kings? And what was the trigger to bring them together?
Yeah, you know, we're all ancient warriors and we all died on the battlefield during our time long centuries ago. And then, yeah, you know, if you're in the afterlife, in the underworld, you know, time doesn't count. So we all met at the doors of Valhalla. I mean, for me, it's Valhalla. You can name it whatever you want. You know, for the Crusader, it's the paradise. For the Tribune, it's Elysium. And so on. So we met there, we didn't know each other, and you know, we only knew one thing, to fight. So we started fighting each other, but then we realized we are dead, and you can't kill someone who's dead. And so we stopped the fighting and started the drinking and the storytelling, and then we realized we have a lot of stories to tell. And you know, the Allfather, Odin, told us, yeah, you have to go back to Earth and tell everybody about the ancient tales. And the best way to do this is with heavy metal, because that's the best music you can tell those stories.
That's a wonderful statement, and here you are.
Here we are. That's how it happened. It happened to be that Odin is a guitar player, so he showed guitar playing to the Crusader, and then, you know, from there everything started.
And you are the representator of the powerful Vikings. For you personally, what are the special things about the Viking era? What are the main characteristics of the fearless Vikings?
You know, I would say axe and shield and a lot of meat. You know, that's it. You know, we were, because there's no more Vikings, I think we were fearsome warriors. You know, we sailed our ships across the ocean to conquer the world, and you know, that is what we do. So you know, if you see a Viking, I think it's a long beard, an axe, a shield, and a growling voice.
You burst onto the battlefields in 2080, forging your music in a tradition of Powerwolf, Hammerfall, and Manowar. So Viking, what are the metal records you have listened in Valhalla?
Well, you know, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. But yeah, if you go from my perspective, one of my bands I really admire is, of course, Amon Amarth, because they really like in the Viking tradition. And this is one of the bands I really like, with the heavy guitars. And then, yeah, we have some of the, you call it traditional bands, like Judas Priest or Iron Maiden, which are like really, we listen to that often in Valhalla. And also Manowar, of course, you know, four men in leather pants. That's a good joke in Valhalla. But the music is great. So this is also, you can say, an influence.
So if you ask me what is my favorite Amon Amarth record, I will mention With Odin on Our Side. It's perfect. So what is your favorite Amon Amarth record?
Okay, now you got me. I think it's the one after that. I think it's Surtur Rising. I think it's that one, yeah. For me, it started with Odin on Our Side. You know, this is when I really think they made really good music. So I can listen to most of their songs. I just love it.
Let us talk about good music as well. Walkings.
Okay.
In the end of 2018, you released your very first record, Reborn. It's the first chapter of the Vikings' history. So what comes to your mind if you think about the first battle in Vikings' history?
You know, that was new to us all. You know, we released a record, we just put the songs together in Valhalla, and we didn't know what to expect. We just wanted to put out our music and our stories and then go out on the stages of the world and play. And so we started this and a little bit for fun to bring the music to the people and then see what happens. And then it really went well. You know, we received a lot of good, reviews and a lot of people really liked it. So that gave us a push, you know, to go on. You know, when we went on our first tour, we didn't know what to expect, you know, from the audience. We didn't know, you know, do they like us? You know, what do they think if they see four ancient warriors on stage? But it really went awesome. It was really unbelievable. So yeah, that was like the starting point to go on.
And you go on with Revenge. Your second chapter was released in the last year. So we have a very powerful speed in creation new battle hymns for the humanity. From your point of view, Viking, what were the main musical differences between the first and the second Vikings record?
The first one, you know, we never played live. You know, we didn't know what to expect and, you know, how the people react on the songs. And then we played in 2019, we played two tours and a lot of festivals across Europe. And so we got a lot of reaction from fans and people, you know, how they react to the music, and they were singing with us. So I think we took all that experience to the studio and tried to take that experience and just write better songs that you can play live, that you can sing along, that are powerful. I don't think it's a big difference between the record. I think it's just, you know, it's just one or two steps further, you know, more better written, well written, you know, the songs they fit better together and all that stuff. So actually, as a band, we got a lot of experience because we played together a lot.
And now we are looking forward to the third Vikings records. It's called Revolution. And my first question about the new Vikings anthems, how long did you work on the new metal anthems?
You know, like everybody knows, this pandemic shit happened, you know, in the last, 1.5 years. And we just finished the recordings for Revenge when the whole thing started, and then, you know, nobody knew what was coming and, you know, what was happening. And then the record was released, I think it was in July last year, and then we weren't able to play. So yeah, there was a lot of energy. We wanted to go out and play the songs, you know, we were really like amped up to play this stuff, and then there was no possibility. So before we started fighting again, we thought, okay, let's just take this energy and write new songs. There was no plan to release another album that fast. It was just, okay, let's see. We have a lot of energy, let's write songs. And then it came together really fast, like in the, you know, let's say the last half of 2020, we wrote all the songs for Revolution. Yeah, and then we called the label and said, we have another one coming. And they said, what?
So Napalm Record was very surprised.
Yeah, they were. But then they heard the songs and they said, yeah, that's cool, let's do this. So let's say we wrote the songs until the end of last year and then started recording them in the beginning of this year.
Was it difficult for you as a band to work on Revolution in cause of the COVID-19 situation?
You know, we are in Valhalla. Nobody cares about pandemic in Valhalla. And when we come down to us, there's this thing that, you know, we are using at the moment called the internet. So it made some things difficult, but the songwriting wasn't that big a problem because, you know, we can back and forth through the internet also, and that wasn't a big problem.
So isn't there any internet in Valhalla?
No, you don't need this. You know, you just scream as loud as you can and everybody hears you. You know, it's a big hall. It's a very big hall.
For me as a simple man, can you describe Valhalla from your point of view?
from my point of view. But I got my own little corner with my wooden table and my wooden bank, you know, and my where I can drink my meat and eat my meat and everything. But imagine it's a big hall with a wooden roof, you know, with a lot of bonfires and a lot of where all the warriors gather, you know, and it's a lot of shouting, sometimes fighting and drinking, and yeah.
Wonderful. So I'm looking forward for Valhalla.
You sure do.
Let us talk about Revolution. With which main aim did you started working on the new heavy metal anthems?
You know, like I said before, you know, we had a lot of energy, and we said, like, okay, you know, let's just take revenge and take again one step further, you know, and then maybe try, you know, we're playing power metal, so this is nothing new, to be honest. And there's, you know, I think in music it's very difficult to create something completely new. And if you create something completely new, then it's mostly not listenable. So yeah, we have this, you know, we have this genre power metal, and we just wanted to take it one step further, maybe a little bit more difference between the songs. And then we had to imagine how it is on the stage and so on. We had some stories to tell. We wanted to add some different influences. You know, we had some one song has a real Greek instrument in it, and that's the starting point, and then from there on we just, you know, see what happens.
So I think it fits perfectly together that you are listening to Pommes Gabel, the podcast of Power Metal DE with Walkings.
Of course, that's the best website, you know, that's our music, it's called Power Metal, so perfect.
Thank you very much. So, Revolution, your upcoming master plan, is it about revolutions in general or especially the French Revolution?
Let's say it's in between. Now let's get it a little bit more serious. So if you look at the what happened to the world in the last, I don't know, 20 months, you know, we got that feeling that, like, art, music, art, everything, like the culture side of life, you know, it was like, okay, that's not necessary. You don't need this. You know, we're not allowed to play concert. You weren't allowed to go to the movies, you know, all that things, you know, it was like, yeah, we don't need that. That's not necessary. That's okay. And on the other hand, imagine the last 20 months without music, without books, without, you know, imagine sitting at home and you're not able to listen to your favorite band or read your favorite book. We thought it is important, you know, it is important. And so we thought about, yeah, so it's time to call the people a little bit, you know, let's start a revolution. Let's bring music and art back, you know, tell the people it's important. That was the one side. And on the other side, we had some stories to tell about the Spartacus rebellion, you know, and all that stuff. So it fit together, you know. We also told some stories, not especially about revolution, but about people who said, I don't do what you say me, I do it my way, you know. And yeah, let's call it revolution.
Do you think that the possibility of an upcoming revolution is in course of the COVID-19 situation bigger than before?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I don't know. It looks like it's getting better now, you know. It's like, looks like we're facing the end of it. We can start playing concerts again, and, you know, you can go to movies again and all that stuff. But I think humans, you know, I think there's a certain level, and if you push somebody over the line, then he will, you know, fight back. And I think we were very close to that. We are all one step closer to a revolution than we were like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I think it too. What comes to your mind if you think about revolutions in general in history? What are the fascinating moments of revolution in general? What do you think?
The fascinating stuff is that, you know, it's always two sides to every story. You know, like, often it's like they start with a good intention. With the Spartacus rebellion, he was a slave and a gladiator. You know, he was forced to fight to death in Colosseum, and then he freed the slaves and he stood up for his rights and their rights. But it also comes with a lot of fighting, a lot of blood and death and war. And often at the end of the revolution, you don't know why you started it. That's one thing that's very fascinating, you know, to see that it often starts with a good intention and then it ends, and it ends like every war, you know, and there's no winner in a war. We can tell you that because we died on the battlefield.
A few minutes ago, I had asked you for your most favorite Amon Amarth record, for example. When you think about a musical revolution, which events or records or moments were revolutionary for you personally in heavy metal music?
You have really good questions.
Thank you.
You know, like for you, it's back in the days. For us, it's just like a couple of years ago. You know, I think, you know, when Black Sabbath, you know, brought the first record, that was like a revolution. You know, there was nothing that heavy ever made before, you know, or even go a little bit more back when Jimi Hendrix started to distort the guitars, started to play the heavy riffs for that time. I think that was a revolution. Or think of the great Eddie Van Halen, you know, who totally started the revolution, how to play the guitar, because nobody had done this before. And then there's, you know, there's often stuff, you know, if you think about Nightwish, you know, when they started, there was never a heavy metal band who had like this opera singer. So when they started, it was totally underground. Now they're one of the biggest bands in the world. And then they started a big thing with the symphonic metal or whatever you call it. So there's a lot of stuff you can tell, but maybe this is the points I think about the most.
When I look back, I have to say that Saint Anger of Metallica was very revolutionary for me. Not for the sound, not for the songs, but I was 14 years old. And this was the first time I hear Metallica as a powerful and thrashy heavy metal band on Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets, and Kill 'Em All. So Saint Anger was the turning point for me in music to hear the older ones, to hear thrash metal in general. And so here I am after 20 years. Yes, it's my passion. So Saint Anger was very revolutionary for me.
For Metallica, it was also, they just put out an angry record, you know, they didn't care about nothing, you know. And this is like revolutionary, because I think they're, you know, that's a big band and they just made this statement, you know. We put our anger or whatever into a record and we don't care about songs and sound and especially what everybody says. So yeah, you can say that's revolutionary too. Yeah, of course.
I have a few more questions about the songs on Revolution. The first song is Spartacus, I want to mention. And you formed in Spartacus an alliance with the Dark Lord Chris Harms of Lord of the Lost.
Yes.
To tell about the heroic times of Spartacus. So, Viking, how did this collaboration come together?
You know, first of all, we have a tribune, a Roman tribune in the band. He was a general back then, you know, leading his own legion and always, you know, telling us how disciplined they were. And they were the best army, the best warriors, the best fighters in the world. And he was always telling us that. And then we have, you know, when you're in Valhalla, we often met this Spartacus guy and he was often getting into a fight with the tribune, telling him, yeah, but we kick your ass. And, you know, and then he always forced us to say, hey, you're writing songs. You can tell my story. So you know, he was like complaining that we didn't write a Spartacus song since we released our first record. So we thought, let's do this. And then we had the Lost Lord, you know, the singer from Lord of the Lost. And, you know, it happened to be that we were hanging around with him and have some drinks. And so we said, join us, you know, because his voice is just phenomenal. You know, he can, you know, sing this deep melodic voice and also do the growls and all that stuff. And yeah. So he said yes, and then we, you know, put together that song, and it's one of my favorites on the record.
And one of my favorites is Fight. I really like the idea behind Fight. You involved with Bella Ciao, a very emotional melody in this powerful anthem. I think this song was adopted as an anthem of the anti-fascist resistance by the Italian partisans during the Italian resistance in World War II. So what can you tell me about the origin and the meaning behind this combination with the main theme of the upcoming record?
First of all, you know, like we wanted, like I said before, you know, we said, okay, you know, let's start a revolution. I mean, it's like, it's easy to say and hard to do. and then, you know, we're like, okay, we need to write ourselves our own, you know, our own song, our own little hymn about that. That melody of the song, this is around for centuries. Nobody knows who wrote the melody, you know, but the most famous version is Bella Ciao, you know, what, like you said before, the partisans used in World War II. And this is just like the most famous version of that melody. So we said, yeah, we love it, you know, and we heard it a lot of times before. The Tribune always says that the Spartacus guys were singing it back in ancient Rome. Now, so yeah, we just loved the melody. And then we saw that there was already a song, especially in Italy, very important for a lot of people. And so we decided to like write our own tribute, you know, our own, you know, revolutionary hymn, and take this melody and transfer it to metal with our own lyrics and our own style.
I think the song Sparta is getting a second part on Revolution. So what was the reason for that? And are there any plans for a third Sparta part?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you have a Spartan in the band who is like always telling, like, it's a little bit, you know, like it's like four kings in a band and everybody is telling everybody that he is the best. But, you know, like the Spartan especially is telling everybody like he is the best warrior, the best fighter, the best whatever in the world. He's second to none. And he, you know, we had the song Sparta on the first record, you know, and that song was about, you know, the famous battle on the hot springs of the Thermopyles, where they fought, where the Spartans fought against the armies of the Persian Empire. I mean, he's always telling everybody that there were only 300 men, and we said, yeah, we don't believe you, you know, like it's maybe you were a little bit more, but he still says it was 300 Spartans, you know, who fought against, I don't know, a million of warriors from all over the world. So, okay, so we had this song, you know, and then the Crusader had this Greek-sounding melody when we started writing songs, and he had this melody, and we met this real great guy, Ioannis, from a German band called Tree State Corner, you know, and we met him when we played the concerts in 2019, and he plays this old Greek instrument, the bouzouki. We just invited him to the studio and say, yeah, try it, you know, play this melody, make it, you know, it sounds a little bit, it has this Greek vibe, and he played it and it sounded phenomenal. So we wrote a song about this, and then of course the Spartan was like, if you write this song, it has to be about Sparta. So yes, so we wrote this song about the Sparta and the way of the life of the Spartans, and then we just called it like Sparta Part 2. But I don't think there will be a Part 3, because now it's enough.
Okay. As it all, you have a song about the Viking era with Ragnar. I think it's your personal song on the record, and in which you honor Odin and the Viking leader Ragnar. So first of all, do you have a television in Valhalla?
So to speak, you know, we can see what we wanted to see, you know. But on the other hand, you know, I know this. I know Ragnar, you know. He's up there in Valhalla. He's a legendary Viking king. And let's say we had some parties together and he was telling stories. And it was about time to write a song about him.
The reason for my question was the drama television series Vikings. So what is your opinion about this?
You know, it's always good if there's Vikings, you know, on television or in the movies, you know, and it's good that the people see something of us. You know, some stuff is just made up stuff that wasn't real back, but the things I saw from that thing on television, that there's, you know, it was pretty close to how it was back in the day, you know.
In general, if you have to define your style on Revolution in three simple words, which ones would you choose?
You're out to have really good questions. I would say metal, then I would say melodic, and I would prefer the word raw. It's raw, yeah. Metal, melodic, and raw.
Wonderful. So it fits the style of music perfectly together. And if you are thinking about Revolution, how would you describe the musical evolution of War Kings from the beginning Reborn to the second chapter Revenge till Revolution?
Like I said before, you know, we started with Reborn and, you know, we just put the songs, you know, we went to the studio and we recorded the songs, and then it was like, okay, there it is. Let's see what happens. And then, you know, that was a good starting point, and we played a lot of concerts. But let's say our intention always was to be like, we're playing power metal or we're playing metal, call it what you want. And for us, metal is based on guitars. And, you know, the Crusader is a phenomenal guitar player. So we always wanted to put the guitars, you know, up front. You know, for us, metal is played with riffs, if you think about, yeah, bands like Black Sabbath or all that stuff. And we got that feeling that in the last years, if you look on newer power metal bands, that the guitars are like just one more instrument that's also, you know, it's not the leading part in the music. That's not a bad thing, you know. There's a lot of great bands out there, but we just, let's say, we just said, okay, let's be the hardest, the heaviest power metal band there is. Let's try this. Actually, our producer in the studio, he said that sentence. He said, you guys trying to be the heaviest power metal band. And I think with, like I said before, we try to be a little bit more raw, more direct, you know, more in your face with Revolution from a musician point of view. And yeah, you can say that's the goal we're still, or that's the way we want to go. You know, we want to still, you know, feature the guitars and be as heavy as possible. And then also don't forget that we play power metal. We have a great singer and we want to have the melodies and the songs you can sing along.
With this sentence, you built a wonderful bridge for me, dear Viking. So in winter, you are on tour with your buddies from Feuerschwanz. What can fans expect from your upcoming shows?
You know, we always try to put our style, you know, the Warriors, the King style on stage. And there will be banners and flags and we have shields and fire on stage and all that stuff. We try to create this atmosphere that you're like in a battle, you know, but we're not fighting with weapons, we're just fighting with music. And so this is kind of what you can expect on stage, you know.
Can you also give me a little outlook what the upcoming War Kings record, the fourth one, could be about in the future?
No. No, because, you know, I mean, there's still a lot of stories we wanted to tell, and there's still a lot of, you know, stuff we want lyrical-wise to put out there. But right now, you know, we wrote two records, like, in I don't know, let's say 1.5 years, and at the moment there's just not one note written, or there's not one idea for any new song. I think if I can give an outlook, then it will always be power metal. We won't start playing, I don't know, death metal or jazz or whatever. Yeah, and we always, like I said before, you know, we wanted to evolve a little bit, and, you know, but the main goal is to write just good songs. But I think this is, if I have a good song, it doesn't matter if it's innovative or new or you've never heard it before. A good song is a good song, you know. That's our goal. I hope we don't have to write another record next year.
And I think Revolution is full of good songs. So is there anything you want to mention about Revolution as well?
Like you said, for us, a very special song is this is Fight, because this is like our own, you know, little, you know, hymn about everything and the War Kings. And we adapted this old melody we had in this song. So this was like a little bit, you know, also taking a risk, because some people say, yeah, you stole that memory. No, we didn't steal it. It was around like forever. We just made our own song. It's a tribute, you know. This is for us very, very special. And then it's like, for us, the lyrical content changed a little bit on Revolution, because we have this one or two songs that are not about an ancient battle or a hero or something like that. It's more about, you know, like Fight or like We Are the Fire, about ourselves and our stuff. So this is for us that what stands out. And of course, sorry to you know, just, but this is like, you know, musician stuff, sound-wise. This is the, from all the three records, this is the one that is coming closest to what we have in our heads, from the sound and the production and all the instruments, how it sounds.
It's full of power and energy. So if I tell you my favorite bands are, for example, Amon Amarth, Storm Warrior, or a Gravedigger or something, what do you think is my favorite song on the new record? What is not mentioned till yet?
We talked about Ragnar and we talked about Fight and those. So maybe it's Kill for the King.
You are good.
Am I right?
You are right. You are perfect. Viking, thank you very much coming down to Earth from Valhalla and speaking with me, and to give us a little deeper view inside the Revolution, inside the third War Kings record. My last question, or general last question, is, what is your most favorite song at this time?
Then I have to say it's Stay With Me from In Flames. And it's a phenomenal song, you know, where they also, I think they they try to make something different, you know, that they've never done before. And it just sounds phenomenal. And if you listen to it in a dark room with a burning bonfire, you know, it takes you everywhere you want to. So this is, at the moment, this is, yeah, that's my favorite song.
If you ask me, before we were talking about Revolution and Valhalla, I will mention the Nightflight Orchestra with White Jeans, but now I have to say Storm Warrior with Valhalla.
Okay, of course. That's great.
So, Viking, thank you very much for being part of the mighty Pommesgabel history. I wish you all the best with the upcoming record and hope to see you on tour. Dear listeners and fans, thank you very much for your attention, and the Viking and I, we wish you all the best.
All the best. Thank you for having us. Bye.